when the burdens of life seem to drag you down on your way. You have no words left, you don't know what to pray. Thoughts and questions flood your mind, and it seems that no one cares. Well, there is a Savior who all your burdens will bear. Just give it to God, He has a mighty plan. He knows what you're going through when you don't understand. When the trial that you're facing is too much to bear, trust His plan, don't fear, just give it to God. When the tears stream down your face and you are all alone, no one knows what you're going through, this one you're on your own. Jesus sees and Jesus hears, He bottles every fallen tear. He is there to comfort you in your time of worry and fear. Just give it to God, He has a mighty plan. He knows what you're going through when you don't understand. When the trial that you're facing is too much to bear, trust His plan, don't fear, just give it to God. He sees every sparrow that falls to the ground, so why would He not care for you when no one's around? Oh, what peace we have in these times of need, when to Him our burdens we bring. Just give it to God, He has a mighty plan. He knows what you're going through when you don't understand. When the trial that you're facing is too much to bear, trust His plan, don't fear, just give it to God. Trust His plan, don't fear, just give it to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Sarah. Appreciate it. Now, on Sunday, she played an incredible offertory, by the way, and I was saying she composed that one. She didn't, but she did compose the song that you did tonight, though. And so, very good, Sarah. Thank you for that. We're blessed by incredible musicians and singers in our church that put a lot of work. I don't know if you realize how much work goes into the offertories, the specials, the preparations for our service. I'm very thankful for Miss Ariel and Miss Smith and Miss Sarah, who has now been a big part of our music ministry here as well. And tonight also we have Brother James. He is our song leader, choir director. No one puts as much effort into song leading as Brother James. No one travels as much ground singing as Brother James does. You put a pedometer on him, he's moving back there. And most people say, I need him to do the song leading at our church. I said, no, be quiet. You can leave. But I appreciate Brother James and his faithfulness and staying true, staying right, and being a strength in our church as our associate pastor. And he's going to preach for us tonight. Get your Bibles in your hands. Get ready for our next message in our musical May service. Brother James. Amen.
Well, amen. We'll see how this goes. Amen. See if I can get everything situated. Music, as you know, is a very vital part of our life. From the beginning, I was just looking at it earlier today, in Genesis chapter number 4, there's a reference already to Jubal, who was worked with the organ and the harps, and then his brother, I think it was Jubal Cain, did other different types of brass and different things. Music is all throughout Scripture, and you know, we've heard messages many messages over these. I can't remember. You've heard them as long as I have. I've been here since 96, and I don't know when we started them, but it was a while back, and the times I was in college, I probably missed those. But we've all heard messages on music. Music is so vital in your life, and if your music isn't right, Pastor Johnson has said this many, many times, and many other pastors and preachers have, if your music isn't right, you're not right. Your walk with God isn't right, your attitude isn't right. Why? Because music is powerful. God gave the his highest archangel, Lucifer, pipes in his body. So that he was a musical instrument. And what better way for God to express his avenue of that than to give us an ability to sing praises to his name. But if our music isn't right, then we're not going to be right. And last week, Pastor Becker preached on having nothing held back from God. And pretty much it does. It has to do with that. The reason why I must be surrendered to God with my music is, actually, it has to do with science. It has to do with the law of entropy. It has to do with the second, which is rooted in the second law of thermodynamics, states that in an isolated system, entropy, a measure of disorder, randomness, tends to increase over time. This means systems naturally move towards states of greater disorder unless external energy is applied to maintain or increase order. See, God's word tells us that we need to walk with him and talk with him, but science also backs God. It's not science against God and God against science. It's God over everything, and science makes sense when we apply it to God's word. And the law of entropy, that law of entropy, which is everything's in an order, is in order of disorder. It is continually going wrong, and it's continually going off. And that's why, if you don't think, oh, I've heard so many, how many music? Well, you need to hear another one, and you're going to need to hear another one, and you're going to need to hear another one, and another one, and another one after that. Why? Because our music is always going to go back to disorder, which is not what God wants. God is a God of order. He spun the moon and the stars in the sky, and he just spoke stars, and he said, and let's have some stars too, and boom, we have millions of stars in the galaxy, and so many more that we can't even see. But music is that vital. Why? Because of the fact that we need to be surrendered to the Lord in this area, because of the fact that it's always in a state of disrepair. That's why they say the Christian life only has two parts of the transmission. It's either forward or reverse. So let's shove it in forward and let's put the pedal to the metal. And that needs to be the way that it needs to be in our music. Obviously, we already know that music is important, and we know that there's God's music. And then there's the devil's music, if you will, the world's music. Why? Because the devil was God's musician, his archangel of probably the choir director up in heaven. Who knows? But we do know that Lucifer, because of pride, fell. And because of Lucifer, man fell because of his pride against God, his power, thirst for power. And so everything that God establishes as true, Lucifer, the devil, always establishes a counterfeit. So there is God's music and there is worldly music. And we know that there are all kinds of different things, but rooted in music is a pattern. There's a form. There is a order to it. But you know what? With the world's music, there's a disorder to it. The dominating factor in rock and roll music is electric guitar-driven sound characterized by raw energy, amplified riffs, and rebellious attitude. It blends rhythm and blues, country and pop with a focus on expressive vocals and driving rhythms, often fueled by culture defiance and youthful angst. That sounds like God's music. So when you have Christian rock, James tells us, can you have from the same well, sweet water and bitter? No, you can't. It's impossible. So we've heard all of this. Jazz music purpose is multifaceted, evolving through its history. Primarily, it's a form of artistic expression, blending improvisation, rhythm, and emotional depth to convey personal and collective experiences. Jazz also pushes musical boundaries. Nothing like pushing past the boundaries which God has set for us in our lives, right? R&B is defined by its ability to evolve while staying rooted in rhythm, soul, and emotional storytelling, making it a timeless and influential genre. Pop music, which the term is for popular, right? That we've always been popular in the world, and the Bible says we're not a peculiar people. We're popular people. And so because we're a popular people, we should listen to pop music. No, because we're a peculiar people, we shouldn't even divulge in this. But again, it's all rooted in rock and roll, jazz, country, we could just keep it going and going and going. We don't even have to dive into rap music. But anyway, self-expression is one of the terms they call self-expression. I thought we were supposed to be conformed to the image of his dear son. Not my image. It's not what I want to portray in my music, what I feel like portraying, and so I'm going to just say it. That's why rap is usually filled with expletives and everything else. I remember as I refereed basketball and the music that would be played when it's to get us warmed up. Yeah. Yeah, it's to get you in the flesh. It's to get you in, not in the spirit, that's for sure. But let's go ahead and turn and get some Bible here just by way of introduction in those different areas. And so we're not really going to go too much more into that side of things, but really focus in on what the Word of God has to say in this area. In Ephesians chapter number 5, we're actually going to move up where you're probably thinking is further down in the passage, but we're going to go to, let's go to verse number 7, if you would, please. And before we read, I'll have a word of prayer, as I probably should have had to begin with. Lord, we do love you. I do need your help, Father, to keep my mind where you want it to be. Father, I do want to be a help and a blessing in this area of music, because it is so important in our lives to have the right kind of music, the music that would be glorifying to you. Father, I do pray that you please bless and help us. We love you. Thank you again for all that you do for us. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You're there in Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 7. Be not ye partakers with them, and that is with those that deceive you with vain words, because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And then verse number 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Do you see there is a difference between the world and us? There's a light and a darkness. There is a day and a night just as that, and there is a sweet water and there's a bitter, and there's a true and a false. There's always going to be that since time began with the demise of Satan. But the Bible says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And that should be no different than with our music. We should prove our music. A lot of times, tell me what's wrong with my music. No, God wants us to say, tell me what's right with it. What's right with your music? The music that you like to listen to, not church. We know church music is God's music. We're talking about the music outside of church. The music in your car, the music on your phone, the music on your tablet, your walk. We don't even have Walkmans anymore, but some of you may be retro, and you do. Some of you may have vinyls at the house, and they're not Frisbees, but they do fly pretty good but they break real easy. But it's on whatever electronic device that you have. But the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And isn't that amazing that the world doesn't always want to traffic in truth? Right? They want to spend their own truth. Pilate stand before Christ. What is truth? As if to say, oh, you can't have a definitive truth. No, we can have a definitive truth on music. It's right here in God's Word. And so we're going to look at that tonight. Let's go ahead and keep on reading. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, buying it back. Buying that music back, if you will, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. God wants us to know. The world wants us to guess. The world wants to experience it for ourselves, but God wants us to know what He wants. The will of me? No, the will of God. God wants us to know His will. He wants us to know what is right, to prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. It's an amazing thing, the Spirit, that we find all throughout Scripture. And the Bible references a second spirit, which is the lowercase spirit, which is our attitude. And that really has to do with a lot of music, is the attitude in which it is presented. Just as God is a three-part being, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, just like that, we are a triune being. And that is body, soul, and spirit. But we know that our spirit is dead. Why do we know that? Because the Bible tells us that. The Bible tells us, here we go. Let me give you some scripture for this. Let's go ahead and go to Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 1. The Bible says, Ephesians 2, 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. See, God tells us that we were dead. Obviously, we're not, because we're walking around, right? We're not the walking dead. We're not zombies. The zombie apocalypse hasn't happened. Haven't you seen there's a car that runs around, and it says the zombie patrol. I'm like, dude, anyway. I don't know. He's got something going on there, prepper. I don't know. But the Bible says that God quickens us, makes us alive, through His power, and He gives us that earnest down payment, which is the Holy Spirit, to live inside of us. So we become body, soul, and spirit, and His Spirit is what is wanting to control us and to direct us and to guide us. Understand that we want to make sure that we are doing things according to the Spirit of God, not my lowercase what I feel like person. See, my spirit, which is dead to the things of this world, that's why the world's music is all about themselves and all about other things, and sometimes it's rooted into even anti-God things. I remember Brother Borov, when he was here, he did a message on where the drums and all the beats and the different things and the different rhythms that we find in all these different music comes from. It comes from voodoo, which is not godly, which has to do with anti-God and doing with black magic type of stuff. And we could go and all, but we don't need to. We just need to stick with what the Word of God says here. In verse number 9 again is, I'm on the wrong page. Let me get back to it. Verse number 18, it says, but be filled with the Spirit. And because we're filled with the Spirit, it's got a semicolon, which tells us that the thought progresses and it continues, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Sometimes we forget to read that verse. There's a semicolon on the previous verse from that. Why? Because doing those things allows us to submit to one another. That's why there shouldn't be pride in the house of God. He does that because He knows what will happen if we don't submit. We become prideful in our state that we are. Again, we are body, soul, spirit. And when we are saved, we become a quickened spirit. And we then want to have the Holy Spirit of God to guide us and direct us. That's why the Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, talking about how much of Christ should be in us, but be filled with the Spirit, overflowing with the Holy Spirit of God. That's why it's important to be saved. You can't have the right music if you're not saved. It's impossible. You can't tell, the Bible tells us that the natural man does not understand the things of God. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 and through 15. The Bible tells us that when Nicodemus was coming to Christ, and Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born of water and born of spirit. Understand, we must be born again in order to get this music thing right to begin with. And the message isn't about salvation, but it sure is rooted in salvation. That's how we can understand the mind of Christ. That's how we can know and prove what is acceptable before God. And that's how we can know what the will of God is, because we have a mind of Christ. And just as God is body, soul, spirit, and just as God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and just as man is a body, soul, spirit, music contains three elements as well. You have your melody, you have your harmony, and you have your rhythm. It's not by accident that God designs things. He has a design of order. And the music of this world is a music of disorder. It is not what God wants. Before we're saved, we're just that, again, that body and soul. But when, as a saved person, we become spirit, soul, and body. Did you see I said it differently? Not body, soul, spirit. Why? Because the Bible says that we're supposed to be filled with the Spirit. That means all of the Spirit of God and none of me. So therefore, it is no longer my body that controls. It just feels good. It is, what does the Holy Spirit have to say about my music? Does the Holy Spirit say that it's right? Is it true? Remember, verse number 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So is my music truthful to God? Is my music righteous before God? What is the outcome of my music? I ask you, when you listen to your music, what are you apt to do afterwards? What's the fruit? Are you angry? Are you holding on to grudge? Are you just spouting out whatever you want because you feel like it, because that's what your music tells you to do? Or is it, man, I want to get closer to God. I want to read my Bible more. Hey, I want to pray more. Hey, I want to go soul winning more. See, music propagates a fruit in you. One is a fruit of the Spirit. The other is the fruit of the flesh. which we already know in Galatians, murder, envying, strife, all kinds of horrible things. Understand, our music is so important that we need to make sure that our spirit, soul, and body is in the right order. Because if my music is not right, my music will say, no, I want to feel the music. No, the Bible says I need to, let's look at it. The Bible says in verse number 19, speaking to yourselves. Not listening to yourselves, but speaking to yourself. Right? What gets us moving is that peppy rhythm that comes. That drive, that backbeat, if you will, that beat that comes in a song. I was listening to a song as I was studying and things like that. I'm watching this choir, and this one gal is, and because she's feeling the rhythm of the song, because it was kind of a jazzy kind of a feel to the song. Her body was moving. God says, speaking to yourselves in what? Psalms. Hymns. Spiritual songs. So when I speak to myself, before I even listen to the music that's about to come on, I should look at the lyrics. So we're getting right into the helpful, practical tips of having the right kind of music. You listen to the lyrics. Why? Because God's Word tells us, speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We're supposed to speak it before we ever feel it. Right? Amen. We could sing it, but we could also speak it. Now, I tried doing this afternoon, and I almost forgot all the words. I had to start singing again to remember some of the words. But if we were amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Let me think about that. Is that scriptural? Grace. God's riches at Christ's expense, as some might say. Favor that I don't deserve. Amazing grace, and it is amazing, amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch. Oh yeah, I'm a wretch. Romans tells me, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good. My righteousness in Isaiah tells me are as filthy rags. So that's scriptural. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And how that God picks us up out of a miry pit because we lost our way. We didn't stay on the way. We got out of the way. And so we fell into a pit of despair on our way to a place called hell. But amazing grace came our way. See, singing to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. There's an Psalm. Let's go ahead and go to Psalm chapter number. Let's see, 93, I believe is what it is. Yes. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Aren't you glad it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord? And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon a psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound, for thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. Understand, we're supposed to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Why? Because it is important that we do so. Psalms obviously deal with Scripture. Hymns deal with God, the Godhead, how firm a foundation ye say, how great thou art, all the different hymns, spiritual songs. Spiritual songs would be a song like Miss Sarah wrote and talked about. That's a spiritual song using spiritual application from God's word and putting it to music. Spiritual principles, not taking like this song. Well, I went to the river. I've been baptized. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Well, that sounds great, but it's reversed. So if I speak to myself what the words are, oh, I need to change them words, because you not water to get baptized, you get saved, then you obey in obedience. I think the wind tunnel quintet sang that song, but they changed it. Why? Because it needed to be scriptural. I don't remember what it was. I think it was, well, I've been redeemed, I'm born again, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. So you speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Why? So that you know whether or not it's scriptural or not. Is there a principle that's found in the Word of God that I can do this? Understand that God wants us to know, prove what it's acceptable. Don't ask me what's wrong with this. Come and show me what's right with it. That's never been done. Hey, Brother James, Brother Pastor Johnson, maybe somebody's come to you and say, Pastor, I want you to listen to this because this has, man, this has got Bible in it. It's got, maybe they have, but that's usually not what somebody that has a problem with music does. It's like, what's wrong with my music? How come I can't listen to it? How come it makes, you know, all the different things? Why? Because it's all about the first thing that we talked about, surrender. Surrender. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Empty self, filled Spirit. Then you can walk in the Spirit. And the Bible says in Galatians, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh, man, it's the pride of life. It's all that our flesh, our body wants to do. But what our body wants to do is generally not good for us. Understand, number two, does it follow the pattern of music God created, which is first melody? A song always starts with a melody. Can I get you to come to the piano, por favor, please? I told her that I was going to do it, and she told me, you need to have, tell me what I need to do. Anyway, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Go to your favorite, Like a River Glorious, if you would, please. And just play the melody line, please. The melody is what should be driving the song that you're singing. The melody. Why? Like a river glorious is God's perfect. All right, so in music from its inception, obviously when God started it all, but as it goes throughout time, that is that, again, you've got the melody. And then you have the harmony. Do you mind adding some harmony with that, please? And then go ahead and give us the full accompaniment, if you would, please. And this would be the rhythm that drives. Do you feel that now? It was good, but then with that added rhythm that intensifies or that enhances the melody as well as the harmony that went with the song. Because we are emotional beings, our music should make us emotional, but to do the right things. I'm going to go out and burn a car. That's not the right emotion. I'm going to go tell my parents what for. That's not the right emotion. My music should cause me, and the word music comes from the word muse, which is to think upon and to consider and to contemplate. It should be thoughtful. It should be thought-provoking. And so you have the melody again, if you would, please. And then if we again add the harmony with it. See, it adds some brilliance. It adds a little something to that melody line, but it is not overpowering because I can still hear it. Are you able to, I don't know, can you? I don't know. Can you give us more? Actually, just do the harmony without the melody, if you would, please. I can kind of sort of pick out the, because I know the song, but if I didn't know the song, I'd be like, where are we going? What's the direction? Because the harmony is going above, it's going below, it is harmonizing, and it's because it's part of music. Yeah, my wife could probably give us a rundown on the chords and all of the things that make music music, but that is what it is. The melody, the harmony, and that rhythm that goes together is what intensifies and allows us to not only hear the song speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns, but then also to have the emotional attachment that comes with it. The kids, was it 2 years ago that you guys did the scripture memorization and you put it to music? 2 years ago. Most of them probably could sing the song, possibly, but if you ask them to quote the scripture, they probably might have a little bit of difficulty. But if they sang it with the music, they would probably say more. Why? Because music attaches an emotion with the experience. That's why if you talk about a Woodstock and all of those things, attached with that were little people. Why? Because that's the music of the world, and the world's music was not about God. It was about self-expression. It was about angst. It was about rebellion. It was about against God and away from God. But it's nothing new. Nothing. Remember, Solomon was the wisest man, and when he said there's nothing new under the sun, there's nothing new under the sun. This has been going on before then. If you were to go, if I were to take you to 1 Kings 18, which is Elijah on Mount Carmel, and they are sacrificing to the gods of Baal, and the prophets of the grove are out there, and they're doing their dance. And they're cutting themselves, and I was reading it just the other day, and it says they cut themselves so much that it didn't just, you know, I cut myself shaving this morning, and it just barely, I still got a line right there. No, the Bible says it gushed out on their body. What person in the right mind would do that? Well, a person that's, their mind is in the music. Music is controlling. That's why you ask a teenager, the ordinary teenager, and by, don't get me wrong, and the adult as well that's listening to the wrong kind of music, tell them to give you their music for a month. They'd be coming to you in maybe a day, maybe two, maybe the willpower 7 days. But they're coming back. Why? Because it is addictive. Why? Because it is controlling. Why? Because the devil wants control over you, but God wants control over you. Ephesians 5. Again, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Understand that melody, that harmony, the rhythm. And again, I probably could show you, give you examples of different songs and things like that. Generally, the world's beat, if you will, the world's beat is a accent on a 2 and a 4 versus God's music is on a 1 and a 3. or if it was the 3/4 time, the meter of the song is how the song flows. That's why, I may never march in the infantry. That's a 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Can you give us a 6/8? What's a 6/8 song? I'm trying to think of that. Oh, a wonderful God. Wonderful is our heavenly Father. Glorious is his holy word. Why, it's got that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, that emphasis is on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2. And the 6 does, or the 4 does have a little bit of a emphasis on it, but the world's beat isn't. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And what does that get? That's just, number one, it's opposite of what God wants. But because you're rebelling against God, it seems good. That's why rock music is appealing. Why? Because at our core, we are sinful, and so therefore, I like rock music. It's just simple. Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Do the twist. There are songs, again, that the world has, that the world does. Why? Because they want you to go against God. The world's song wants you to rebel against what God says, yield to me. That's why, young person, why you don't yield to your parents is because your music. Your music says, forget authority. Do what you want. Let it go. Anyway. Kaboom! I'll let it go, all right? Throw you out in the street. That's why, anyway. Don't get me started on Disney. A lot of you people, anyway. Understand, there is music that is not necessarily psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. For instance, ladies, as you walk down, you probably don't know it by heart. Do you know? Can you play that one? Here comes the bride. Oh, da da da. Right? You're gonna play graduation song, Canon and D. I can't even think of the tune. I mean, I can think of the tune right now, but I'm not even gonna try. That's not a spiritual song, but it is a song that's rooted in godly, because God made it that way. It is godly. It's whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are true, just, holy, pure. I should have had Allie. She says it. Bam. Allie, can you say it? No? Okay. But we're supposed to think on those things that are what God would want. And that's why there are certain music that we wouldn't have in church necessarily. For instance, if you're watching a movie, right? You're not going to watch a movie with Amazing Grace or generally, you know, on a fighting scene or two people walking. No, you're going to have some type of melody with some harmony and some rhythm that is appropriate for what you're watching. That's why when you're watching a scene, if you're ever watching, how many have ever watched a silent movie before? There's a few. You don't know what's going on. It's like, I have no idea what they're doing. But you add music and words, don't you? You add music and then you add words to it. Oh, the music tells me I'm afraid. I better snuggle with my wife because I'm scared. Or you have other music that is, all right, let's go out and conquer the world. Let's go ahead and just go out and do it. Why? Because that's the rhythm of the song. Again, there's nothing wrong with music that has the right melody, that has the right harmony. with the right rhythm. But it's not going to help you in your spiritual life. So we need to be careful on how much we consume in our movies, in our TV shows, different things like that. Understand why? Because that is time. That is your time being used up for a movie for purposes that have nothing to do with God but has to do with entertainment. That's why we need to be careful. That's why we need to be speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. I've got to keep on moving on. Music helps keep the order that God put in music correct in my life. It keeps that music. It's going to help me stay spirit-filled. Why? Because when I'm listening or when I'm singing, Amazing Grace, I'm not thinking rebellion to God. I'm thinking bending a knee to God. That's why, how great thou art, how great thou art, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all. That is not promoting self. That's promoting God. And so when I am doing that, that helps keep my spirit where it should be, in the front, leading the pack, leading the charge. But when I get my music off and we've got the when you have that rhythm, you got that beat that goes on, and I'm sorry, I'm not one of those people that, death to all percussion instruments. No, the Bible talks about the guy in Genesis that he was an artificer, and that's dealing with the percussion instrument. There's nothing wrong with it as long as it follows God's pattern of it keeps the time in a song, and it's not the time. He may keep the time, but if he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. But if he reverses it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, then we get a different feel in the song. And that's why you're not going to generally see a band up here, because not all of those instruments are needed to keep time like that. But you may see a timpani drum. Boom, 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 boom. If we were to play Handel's Messiah, or if we were to play anything like that, or if you listen to any orchestrated music, the drums play a part, but it is not a overpowering part in the song. It maintains its position, which is melody, harmony, and rhythm. When you start getting out of order, you get out of order. When you're listening to things that are not right musically, according to what God has, then we start having issues in our Christian life. Again, we need to make sure that we are careful. That's why what we listen to in our radio, where we go in restaurants, shopping malls, different places that you go to. That's why movie theaters. Maybe there's folks in here, and obviously movie theaters in and of themselves may not be bad, but the Bible says that we're supposed to avoid the appearance of evil. And all the movies on there aren't rated G. They haven't been for many, many years, by the way. And you can't control the language. You can't definitely control the music. And I don't know if you're walking out of the theater because they take God's name in vain, especially if you bring your family of five or family of four and you pay $30 for a ticket. See, money gets involved, and then all bets out the window, because that's how a lot of Christians do things, not on principle, but on convenience. Understand, that's why we need to avoid that appearance of evil. Why? Because of the fact that, man, I can't control what they play. I can't control the music. I can in my car. Man, I'm turning it down. I haven't had to do it very much in restaurants and things because a lot of times it's so loud in there you can't hear anything anyway. But I have asked the waiter, do you mind turning that down a little bit? Why? Because I want my what comes in here to be controlled. Why? Because I want the Holy Spirit of God leading in my life. And he's not going to be if I'm not doing it the way that God wants. Next. And I'm way out of time. Understand how practical tips. Look at the lyrics. See if they're scriptural. Does it follow the pattern that God gives? How is it sung by your singer? Right? Is it all about them? That's not rocket scientists. That's not rocket science. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I don't think, I'm just taking a shot in the dark, but I don't think that's what God wants. Why? Because it's self-expression. There are notes on a page for a reason, and that's why my wife tells me that. Sing this note, this note, this note. Well, what about the note that's not there? Why? Because that's what I like to do in my flesh. Understand, how is it sung by the singers? It does matter, by the way, because you listen to it, you mimic it, you sing it. Therefore, you're perpetuating that in your own life. So it is important. And then, fourthly, what are the fruits? We already talked about the fruits in Ephesians chapter number 5, righteousness. Things that are right, things that are truthful. And then lastly, if it's doubtful, as Ron Hamilton's song goes, if it's doubtful, don't do it. Better take time and think through it. If it's doubtful, better not do it. Better not do it. I remember that, and I heard that maybe 25 years ago. Scriptural song put to God's music, melody, harmony, rhythm, yields a memory that is godly. The music that you listen to, what memories do they create? Are the memories of the music of your past, is it disappointment? Is it anger? Is it frustration? Understand, if we take these practical tips, I think we could can have music that is honoring and glorifying to God. When was the last time your music caused you to shed a tear, not because of you, but because of Him? Anybody can cry in a song. Just ask any country music singer. They're crying because they lost their dog and they lost their girlfriend or they lost their wife or their truck ran, you know, somebody ran over their dog or whatever it is. Anybody can cry about a song. Anybody can be emotional about a song. But when was the last time you heard Amazing Grace and it brought a tear to your eye? Because of God's amazing grace. When was the last time in the song service you cracked up as far as in your singing because you were emotional, because you were thinking about how great God is or how low you are in comparison to what He is? Understand, I love the Man of Sorrows. Because truth, when it's put with music, causes us to be drawn to God, the right kind. And God doesn't tell us to do things in the Bible because we don't already do them, by the way. I don't know if you know that or not. The Bible says draw nigh to God. You know why? Because I don't draw nigh to God like I should. Why does the Bible say speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns? Why does the Bible says be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled? Because I'm not filled with the Spirit. But if I surrender to God and I keep that right, and my music is also surrendered to God, and it is godly, it is scriptural, it follows His pattern in music. It's not over the top sung by a group so that I'm, wow, what a, I hear that sometimes with the guys, wow, what a bass, man, did you hear that? That's what guys talk about. You hear how low the note, not the song that they were singing, wow, did you hear that truth in there? You got to think about speaking to yourselves, psalms, hymns, and then how's it sung? If it's doubtful, don't do it. And when was the last time that you did weep because of how great God is? Or, man, Lord, how can you love a sinner like me? Again, all pointing back to Him. Our music is so important. It is so vital. If we keep our music right, it will help us stay right with the Lord. So let's do that. And then we could follow the Lord in everything that we do. Lord, we love you. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, Lord, that I took longer than I probably should have. I do pray.